أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها.
This excerpt of the whispered prayer says, إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها. My Lord, I've been unjust to my soul because I have not looked after it. فَلَهَا الْوَيْلُ إِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will be doomed if you do not forgive it. First and foremost, we must say that based on what the Holy Quran and our tradition suggest, committing sins and having sinful acts before hurting the others is hurting the person doing it. So in fact, the person who is committing the sins is being unjust to himself, first of all. And he has made himself further away from salvation. This is the verse of the Holy Quran in chapter A'raf, where it says, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Those two said, O Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us, surely we will be damaged. Or elsewhere, in one tradition we read, مَنْ أَهْمَلَ الْعَمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. The one who is neglectful and negligent in worshipping the Almighty Allah has wronged himself. So Imam alayhi salam, in this part, is confessing that he has been unjust to his soul because he has not looked after it. He is teaching us that we should always make the most of our time because we are losing our opportunities every now and then, and by doing that, we are doing wrong to ourselves. Of course, it is logical that everybody who has reached somewhere, the ones who have reached their desires in this world, they have followed certain rules, the rules which the previous people have neglected. And among those rules is making the most of the opportunities. The true wayfarers of the Almighty Allah will never say, we still have got chance. But the ones who have not reached their desires in this world, the ones who've missed the chance to get closer to the Almighty Allah and salvation in this world have lost their opportunities, or they are not able to use the opportunities because of lacking main abilities.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
We were talking about this part. إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها. My Lord, I have been unjust to my soul, for I have not looked after it. فَلَهَا الْوَيْلِ إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. And it will be doomed if you do not forgive it. Making the most of our opportunities is a must. And being neglectful of these opportunities, losing them one after another, can be so dangerous that sometimes it misleads the human beings from the right path. They will be deprived of the so-called paradise. Mullah Mahdi Naraqi, in his beautiful book, Jami'u al-Sa'adat, says, قَدْ وَرَدَ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ سِيَاحُهُمْ مِنْ سَوْفَ يَقُولُونَ وَحُزْنَاهُ مِنْ سَوْفَ. Most of the people of hellfire will moan because of their words of sofa, meaning I will do it after that, meaning I still have time for that, about which the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, من فتح له باب خير فلينتهزه. The one for whom the door of mercy has been opened must use the chance. فإنه لا يدري متى يغلق عنه. Because he will not know when the door is closed. But yet, the most beautiful part of this excerpt is, فَلَهَا الْوَيْلِ إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will be doomed if you do not forgive it. Of course, wronging ourselves, losing the opportunities, is a very huge damage. But all kinds of destitutions can be made up by the Almighty Allah's forgiveness. Imam alayhi salam is implicitly saying and suggesting that Almighty Allah's ghufran, His forgiveness, is making up for our sins and wrongdoings. And this is a very glad tiding, because whenever human beings are aware that they are having such a Lord, they can make up for all of their wrongdoings if they repent truly. That is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says. إِلَهِ كَسْرِي لَا يَجْبُرُهُ إِلَّا لُطْفُكُ. O my Lord, my destitution cannot be made up except by your mercy. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان
أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.